It's Will Catchell here with Ian Bennett after Nomads Under-19's 9-0 victory over Flint Under-19s in the derby. Ian, where do you start with that? A fantastic win.
Yeah, it's pleasing for many reasons, really. I mean, you know, we spoke about it before the game, how important it is to the club. It's probably our biggest game in Under-19s, playing against your local rivals. And, you know, it's pleasing in many aspects because we played really, really well for the full 90 minutes, more than deserved the victory. And, you know, it says it all when the manager comes over to you at the end of the game and, you know, says credit to you, you've got a really good team and they've played really, really well. So you can't ask for any more than that, really.
Yeah, we were, I believe, 3-0 up in a matter of 10 minutes. Jack Kenny scoring 4 today.
Yeah, it was a quick start. And we said to the boys, you know, don't, you know, the first 15 minutes is crucial. I think the thing is this season with the games is we're trying to implement as much of the first team stuff as possible within reason. You know, it's a hybrid sort of way of playing. We haven't got a big target man on a regular basis. But having Jack Kenny playing today, it helped give us a platform further up the pitch. It allowed us to play more direct in the first 15 minutes. And I think maybe Flint were not prepared for us to do that. And, you know, we caught them out a few times by doing it. But, you know, good credit goes to Conor Arwood as well. You know, I thought he was excellent with the ball. I thought he was excellent all-round play. Just a shame that he didn't get himself on the score sheet with a few more goals. Obviously, Jack rewarded himself with a fine performance with scoring the 4 goals today. And, you know, just rewards for an outstanding performance for him personally.
Obviously, lots of goals today, but a lot of credit has to go to the defence and also Eric Green in goal.
Yeah, you know, Eric's training with the first team. He was down in Barry yesterday. He came into the dressing room this morning. And he was knackered after the travel and stuff. And, you know, he's having the luxury of working with Neil on a regular basis, working with John Danby and John Rushton in training. And it's really showing. You know, he's a 16-year-old boy. You know, we had a first year at left back as well. He was 16 in Lee Rogers. We had Ben Lehman, who was a second year playing alongside Joe Heath. Invaluable experience playing next to him. And Sam Reynolds, another second year playing at right back. So, you know, it's not our back four that will remain the same for the season, but it's invaluable that the boys understand the finishing games off, seeing games out, defending properly, getting a clean sheet is just reward to the back five in terms of it, you know, a performance where we've limited Flint to not even a shot on goal or on target. So, you know, it's been a more than enjoyable day, a just reward for having an excellent performance to get the 3 points as well.
2 wins from two and now on to Newtown next week.
Yeah, you know, like I said to you last week, it's a game by game. We'll take it as it comes. You know, Newtown away next week will be a different challenge altogether. Bangor went there a week before the season started and beat them 4-0. I don't read a lot into that because I think Bangor will be very, very strong this year. I think Newtown will cause us a few problems. It's up to us on the day to iron them out and find the way of winning the game. The boys at the moment, they're learning at a vast rate because of the experience of having Danny as an assistant with the first team. There's a link, there's a sort of, it helps with having him involved, having the likes of Joe and Jack today playing down. It sort of allows us to sort of drift that barrier and allow the boys to improve at a quicker rate, basically. So hopefully next week it'll be much the same. You know, we'll work hard in training this week. It's their first week back in full time, so we'll be in Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and we'll look to go ahead with another 3 points, another good performance Sunday, more importantly.